103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I've missed this segment, DZ. I gotta tell ya.
It's full force, man. But we had some interesting ones while you were gone.
You did.
You gotta listen back on the Odyssey app if you missed them.
I actually do want to now. I'm like, ooh, let me go look at what I missed while I was gone. Well, today's is about paying for snow removal. Or not paying for snow removal, should I say?
Basically, yeah.
Yikes. Megan wrote in. She said, good morning. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She said, good morning. Early this morning, we woke up to our driveway and sidewalk being plowed. Our power had been out at that point around 8 hours, and we have a 3-week-old and a 2.5-year-old that we were up with most of the night.
I know that part.
At first, we just thought maybe a neighbor was being kind. Later, we have a knock on our door. A hired guy misread the address and was supposed to be down the street. My husband felt bad because he thought he should give him some money after he left. I said, no, it was his mistake. We didn't hire him.
Huh.
Am I the jerk for not wanting to give money to someone for doing a job we didn't ask for? Megan.
Ouch. That's tough.
Well, I know what I think.
Yeah.
Not a jerk. I don't think you got to pay him. He plowed the wrong driveway. Why is that your fault?
His mistake.
I get the husband wanting to be nice, but you owe this man nothing.
No, but some compensation.
How easy would it be to go plow all these people's driveways and then expect money? You can't do that.
I can't walk
into your house and do a service and then go, now pay me without you asking for it. That's crazy.
And I just know, hearing you say it like that, I just know some people have scammed some people like that going, oh, I came to the wrong address, but you should still pay me for it. Mm-hmm. If that's what was happening, doesn't sound like it, though.
You know, I came home from my trip and my whole driveway had been plowed twice by my neighbor's guy as a nice thing to do because I was out of town.
You're not expected to pay anything.
No, they told me, hey, my guy hit your driveway. I said, thank you so much. And, you know, I'd be happy. I actually would have offered. But to come up and tell me I owe you money when I didn't ask, if you did that and expect it, screw you.
What if your neighbor had said, hey, my guy hit your driveway while you were gone. Slide me 20 to cover your part.
I would be shocked.
Would you send it though?
For my neighbor, yes, because we're friends.
I feel you. See, and we're getting a little off topic because it's about Megan and them going, listen,
I guess,
you plowed the wrong spot.
That's your fault.
I don't know you. No, nobody told you to do that, but you did think somebody was being nice. And I can see that because I'm imagining my house. I would love to have somebody come plow my house. So if y'all know a business, let me know. I would love to have somebody plow my yard.
Yeah.
I'm inadvertently going to take care of my neighbor and the neighbor next to them because our alley is a private alley for just our three houses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cover that. I'm going to pay for that. I'm going to just take care of that and not really expect it. But had one of them taken care of it, I wouldn't necessarily have not offered to pay or not gone, hey, I got to give you something. Because we've got a 2-month-old and a 2.5-year-old.
You're busy.
So we're in similar circumstances as far as having to get up early in a lot of cases and giving a snow removal some good old love and TLC in the morning is rough. I would have put something on him because you already want somebody to plow your yard.
Mm-hmm.
When it does happen, you're like, who can I give some money to? Who? I would have been searching for somebody to pay.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of leaning towards jerk. I feel like they, out of the kindness of their heart, they should have offered.
I think you just go and do something nice in return. I mean, the problem is you can't do it for this guy. So Megan's saying that a guy came and plowed their driveway accidentally, wrong address.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'm not giving this guy any money. He came up to get his money. And they're like, we didn't hire you. You're at the wrong address. The husband wanted to give him money.
I would have gave him something. Not the full price. I don't think I would have paid full because that is his mistake. But I would have given him something.
She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to give money to someone for doing a job we didn't ask for?
I got to say, yeah.
And you know how I just said my neighbors, they had this guy plow my driveway twice while I was gone. But hold on. I went over there and they had a sweep of snow left on their driveway because their power was out. So they were at a hotel, which is another topic for another day. I know a lot of people lost power.
Yeah.
And that was like my thank you.
There you go.
See, so it's like I did something for them, but I didn't. Money was never involved.
What do you? But in this scenario, what are you going to do for the plow guy that has the plow? You don't know him.
You don't know him. You got no relationship. That's why I'm like,
he's doing this as a business. You got to give him. You got to compensate something, or at least make him a hot cocoa.
Well, maybe he's got to get an assistant for his business.
Somebody to keep track of the actual addresses, bruh.
This guy Google Maps.
I'm sticking to it. I'm saying jerk. You got to give him something.
Not the jerk. No way, dude. 414-533-1037. What do you think? DZ says jerk. Pay the guy and just move on with your life. I say not the jerk. I didn't ask him to come plow my driveway.
We're split already.
We're already split. We're back. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Megan wants to know if she's a jerk because this guy accidentally cleaned up their driveway. He got the wrong address.
Accidentally. Well, I do think it was an accident. Mistakes happen.
It might have been, but it also could have been a con job.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband felt bad, thought they should give him money. She said, no, we didn't hire him. What am I paying this guy for?
But you didn't want to shovel to begin with, so why not slide him a 20 or something?
And by the way, their power was out.
And they got small children.
I would be like, whatever.
Of the layers, take my money.
I'd be like, God sent a gift, and that was you plowing my driveway on accident. Now get out. I'll do something nice for somebody at the grocery store later. All right, no. Linda's in South Milwaukee. Let's talk to her first. Linda, listen, Linda. Linda.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which way are we going? Is Megan a jerk?
I would say not the jerk because she didn't ask to get, like, to ask for the driveway to get plowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel on her husband, I'm giving him some cash. So it's really hard because I would have slipped him like a five or even a 10
something.
For gas or something.
Something.
Oh, because to me, I'm like, five would be insulting. And let's be real.
$5 is $5.
$5 is $5 more than you was about to get from me.
Chicken tenders on the Quick Trip hot bar. You know what? Well, never
exactly.
mind.
It's the replacing the gas that you just used on my driveway. That's true. All. Because a lot of these machines that these cats are using are gas powered. I'm going to just say it. You're putting gas
in the
tank.
Go buy yourself a hot coffee then with
Thank
it even.
You. That part. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Maybe not the full price, but slide him something. That's why I'm leaning towards jerk. Linda, so you want to say jerk, really?
Ooh, no.
I don't know. Because at the same time, if I'm in her situation with kids and I'm ready freezing trying to keep my kids warm,
yeah.
I'm going to be cranky and I'm going to be like, okay, thanks.
No,
like,
I'm not trying to change your answer. You said what you said and you said not the jerk.
People are full of it on the text, by the way. Somebody said jerk. If they heard the truck and knew the guy didn't hire anyone, they should have stopped him. She didn't, therefore, pay the guy. Nope.
That is a great point, though.
I would have been like, finish up. I don't know who you are or why you're doing it, but like I'm going to go out and stop you.
Well, that is true. Honestly,
no.
Yeah.
That's why this is where the moral dilemma, where we try to say we do the right thing, but let's keep it real in the moral dilemma.
True.
You see somebody clean your driveway in 0 degrees. Oh, let's stop. Don't do it. Are you kidding?
So let me, let me bust myself out, Linda Alley, real quick.
Especially when it plows quick. That's all.
At the last place we lived at, we were renting, right?
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood used to pay somebody to come do the alley.
Oh, that's
They'd
cool.
They'd come through. Nice. Well, it would be helpful, right? Because it would be, you'd do less. But they would ask everybody to contribute, you know, it's, let's say $20.
Mm-hmm.
We never contributed $20. But they always plowed the alley.
So there's
always a surplus, though, and they would always send out a message and post it on, be like, we've got extra money from last year that we're going to put toward this year, but then this year they would still ask for you to send
$20. And you didn't do it.
I'm not, if there's a surplus, why am I going to pay
you're
extra?
You're on my side. Just admit it, DZ. This is like when I lived in Brookfield and they tried to come around and ask for money to do the gardening in the neighborhood, and I went, I don't care. I'm not paying for you to garden three blocks down, bro. I don't care. Subdivision doesn't matter to me.
If it's already getting paid for and taken care of, I'm less inclined to feel like I need
to. Thank you.
This guy wasn't paid for or taken care of. That's why I'd be inclined to give him something. He did their yard, only their yard. Not like he did all the neighbors in the alley or whatever. He did their property.
Okay.
That's
agree, though, with the person that texted and said about the snowplow being loud, because we hire somebody to do our alley,
mm-hmm.
and they're really loud. You can hear them coming through.
Yeah.
So
I do agree.
You can also run out. I mean, if you want to run out there and be like, why are you here?
But why would you do that when you got small kids, right,
please.
Linda?
No
please.
Way.
Yeah,
please.
All right. Well, listen, Linda, we're with you, not the jerk.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Brittany and Anna are calling in Sheboygan, and it is Anna's 15th birthday.
Wepa! Feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, jerk or not the jerk, Megan does not want to pay the guy who accidentally plowed their driveway. He got the wrong address.
What's y'all birthday answer?
Not the jerk.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
We're going not the jerk. However, we would probably still give him, like, $20 and be like, we understand it's a mistake, but...
Don't do it again.
Your time and your effort, but I don't think there's an obligation, so she's not the jerk.
It's really creative way to get. It's a creative way to get new business.
True.
It's great, great spec work. I mean,
spec work.
You
I
have
love
to
it.
Be willing to not get paid for it, though. If that's going to happen.
Listen.
Somebody texted in and said, "So I've done this before, and she's kind of a jerk, but not really. That's that own person's fault for plowing the wrong driveway. You can't text in two." Each, you can't say it's, I agree both sides. You got to pick a side.
So far, everybody has agreed
not
both sides.
Jerk.
Even, who is it? Oh, it's Brittany. It's Brittany and Anna. Even Brittany and Anna sitting there going, nah, well, we would have given him some money so to not feel like the jerk. But she's not the jerk for not giving him no money, though.
It's a matter, this is the moral dilemma. What kind of person are you?
Damn, we got two for two, not the jerk, though, man. Y'all are wild. All right.
Thanks for calling, Brittany and Anna. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bella texted in and said, DZ, you wanted to do your leaves, but not the snow. How's that going?
It's not going well. I'm doing the snow, not the leaves.
Not the leaves. No, thank you. Last but not least, Tony's calling in Racine, our mascot man. Lord Tony.
Lord help us.
He's always the questionable one.
Oh, it's not questionable.
Which did you bring a broom?
Man, I brought the broom and the dustpan, man.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
I knew it.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Man, not the jerk.
Whoever texted
man, you gotta think about it, though. They have the technology to know, and they got two eyes to look to see if it was the right address or not.
Even if the mailbox is under the snow like mine is today, that they plowed right into the ground, I still have numbers on my house. There's other ways to find it. Yeah, and Google Maps gives it all to you.
Nah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I think she's a jerk is because of the way the guy approached them. He could have knocked on the door and said, hey, I accidentally did your driveway. If you guys are looking for further services, here's my business card. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed or you appreciate what's done or it looks good. And,
that's a good
you
spin.
You know, reach out if you need any other further services. Other
that's
than
a
that,
good spin.
Tony.
Let them offer the money.
That was the solution right there. The guy should have walked up and said, I'm sorry, I did the wrong driveway. I don't need anything, but it was an accident. But here's my card if you want to hire me for later.
Right. He might have not.
Actually smart.
He didn't realize he did the wrong driveway until he was asking for payment and was told he did the wrong driveway.
Yeah.
He could have flipped it and made a business out of it. Mm-hmm. Nope, business moves were not made, Tony.
Mm-mm.
This is why Tony's a manager. He be thinking.
It honestly is why you're a manager. I mean, there's a lot of managers that don't know what they're doing, but you, Tony,
you know what you're doing, dog.
You are the one.
Oh, all right. You're funny.
Well, thanks for calling, Tony. It's not
no
the
problem,
jerk.
No problem, you guys.
Bye.
I also got invites for you guys.
Oh, for the wedding?
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
So tomorrow, is it cool if I swing by tomorrow just to drop them off?
What is tomorrow? Wednesday? Okay, approved.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Boss, but she's out of town.
We will see you tomorrow, Tony. You know what to
all right,
bring.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Peace, man.
All right,
later, fam.
All right.
Sweep. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk at all.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I've missed this segment, DZ. I gotta tell ya.
It's full force, man. But we had some interesting ones while you were gone.
You did.
You gotta listen back on the Odyssey app if you missed them.
I actually do want to now. I'm like, ooh, let me go look at what I missed while I was gone. Well, today's is about paying for snow removal. Or not paying for snow removal, should I say?
Basically, yeah.
Yikes. Megan wrote in. She said, good morning. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She said, good morning. Early this morning, we woke up to our driveway and sidewalk being plowed. Our power had been out at that point around 8 hours, and we have a 3-week-old and a 2.5-year-old that we were up with most of the night.
I know that part.
At first, we just thought maybe a neighbor was being kind. Later, we have a knock on our door. A hired guy misread the address and was supposed to be down the street. My husband felt bad because he thought he should give him some money after he left. I said, no, it was his mistake. We didn't hire him.
Huh.
Am I the jerk for not wanting to give money to someone for doing a job we didn't ask for? Megan.
Ouch. That's tough.
Well, I know what I think.
Yeah.
Not a jerk. I don't think you got to pay him. He plowed the wrong driveway. Why is that your fault?
His mistake.
I get the husband wanting to be nice, but you owe this man nothing.
No, but some compensation.
How easy would it be to go plow all these people's driveways and then expect money? You can't do that.
I can't walk
into your house and do a service and then go, now pay me without you asking for it. That's crazy.
And I just know, hearing you say it like that, I just know some people have scammed some people like that going, oh, I came to the wrong address, but you should still pay me for it. Mm-hmm. Nah, that if that's what was happening, doesn't sound like it though.
You know, I came home from my trip and my whole driveway had been plowed twice by my neighbor's guy. As a nice thing to do because I was out of town.
You're not expected to pay anything.
No, they told me, hey, my guy hit your driveway. I said, thank you so much. And, you know, I'd be happy. I actually would have offered. But to come up and tell me I owe you money when I didn't ask, if you did that and expect it,
so
screw you.
What if your neighbor had said, hey, my guy hit your driveway while you were gone. Slide me 20 to cover your part.
I would be shocked.
Would you send it though?
For my neighbor, yes, because we're friends.
I feel you. See, and we're getting a little off topic because it's about Megan and them going, listen,
I guess you plowed
the wrong spot.
That's your fault.
I don't know you. No, nobody told you to do that, but you did think somebody was being nice. And I can see that because I'm imagining my house. I would love to have somebody come plow my house. So if y'all know a business, let me know. I would love to have somebody plow my yard.
Yeah.
I'm inadvertently going to take care of my neighbor and the neighbor next to them because our alley is a private alley for just our three houses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cover that. I'm going to pay for that. I'm going to just take care of that and not really expect it. But had one of them taken care of it, I wouldn't necessarily have not offered to pay or not gone, hey, I got to give you something. Because we've got a 2-month-old and a 2.5-year-old.
You're busy.
So we're in similar circumstances as far as having to get up early in a lot of cases and giving a snow removal some good old love and TLC in the morning is rough. I would have put something on him because you already want somebody to plow your yard.
Mm-hmm.
When it does happen, you're like, who can I give some money to? Who? I would have been searching for somebody to pay.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of leaning towards jerk. I feel like they, out of the kindness of their heart, they should have offered.
I think you just go and do something nice in return. I mean, the problem is you can't do it for this guy. So Megan's saying that a guy came and plowed their driveway accidentally,
mm-hmm.
wrong address.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'm not giving this guy any money. He came up to get his money. And they're like, we didn't hire you. You're at the wrong address. The husband wanted to give him money.
I would have gave him something. Not the full price. I don't think I would have paid full because that is his mistake. But I would have given him something.
She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to give money to someone for doing a job we didn't ask for?
I got to say, yeah.
And you know how I just said my neighbors, they had this guy plow my driveway twice while I was gone. But hold on. I went over there and they had a sweep of snow left on their driveway because their power was out. So they were at a hotel, which is another topic for another day. I know a lot of people lost power.
Yeah.
And that was like my thank you.
There you go.
See, so it's like I did something for them, but money was never involved.
But in this scenario, what are you going to do for the plow guy that has the plow? You don't know him.
You got no relationship. That's why I'm like,
he's doing this as a business. You got to compensate something at least make him a hot cocoa.
Well, maybe he's got to get an assistant for his business.
Somebody to keep track of the actual addresses. Bruh.
This guy Google Maps.
I'm sticking to it. I'm saying jerk. You got to give him something.
Not the jerk. No way, dude. 414-533-1037. What do you think? DZ says jerk. Pay the guy and just move on with your life. I say not the jerk. I didn't ask him to come plow my driveway.
We're split already.
We're already split. We're back. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Megan wants to know if she's a jerk because this guy accidentally cleaned up their driveway. He got the wrong address.
Accidentally. Well, I do think it was an accident. Mistakes happen.
It might have been, but it also could have been a con job.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband felt bad, thought they should give him money. She said, no, we didn't hire him. What am I paying this guy for?
But you didn't want to shovel to begin with, so why not slide him a 20 or something?
And by the way, their power was out.
And they got small children.
I would be like, whatever.
All of the layers, take my money.
I'd be like, God sent a gift, and that was you plowing my driveway on accident. Now get out. I'll do something nice for somebody at the grocery store later. All right, no. Linda's in South Milwaukee. Let's talk to her first. Linda, listen, Linda. Linda.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which way are we going? Is Megan a jerk?
I would say not the jerk because she didn't ask to get, like, to ask for the driveway to get plowed. Mm-hmm. But I do feel on her husband, I'm giving him some cash. So it's really hard because I would have slipped him like a five or even a 10
something.
For gas or something.
Something.
Oh, because to me, I'm like, five would be insulting. And let's be real.
Well, no, but that,
$5 is $5.
$5 is five more dollars you than you was about to get from me.
Chicken tenders on the Quick Trip hot bar. You know what? Well, never
exactly.
mind.
It's the replacing the gas that you just used on my driveway. That's true. All. Because a lot of these machines that these cats are using are gas powered. I'm going to just say it. You're putting gas
go
in
buy
the tank.
Yourself a hot coffee then with
thank
it even.
You. That part. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Maybe not the full price, but slide him something. That's why I'm leaning towards jerk. Linda, so you want to say jerk, really?
Ooh, no.
I don't know. But at the same time, if I'm in her situation with kids and I'm ready freezing trying to keep my kids warm,
yeah.
I'm going to be cranky and I'm going to be like, okay, thanks.
No,
like,
I'm not trying to change your answer. You said what you said and you said not the jerk.
People are full of it on the text, by the way. Somebody said jerk. If they heard the truck and knew the guy didn't hire anyone, they should have stopped him. She didn't, therefore, pay the guy. No, but
that is a great point,
though. I would have been like, finish up. I don't know who you are or why you're doing it, but like I'm going to go out and stop you.
Well, that is true. Honestly,
no.
Yeah.
That's why this is where the moral dilemma, where we try to say we do the right thing, but let's keep it real in the moral dilemma.
True.
You see somebody clean your driveway in 0 degrees. Oh, let's stop. Don't do it. Are you kidding?
So let me, let me bust myself out, Linda Alley, real quick.
Especially when it plows quick. That's all.
At the last place we lived at, we were renting, right?
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood used to pay somebody to come do the alley.
Oh, that's cool.
They'd come through. Nice. Well, it would be helpful, right? Because it would be, you'd do less. But they would ask everybody to contribute, you know, it's, let's say $20.
Mm-hmm.
We never contributed $20. But they always plowed the alley.
So there's
always a surplus, though, and they would always send out a message and post it on, be like, we've got extra money from last year that we're going to put towards this year, but then this year they would still ask for you to send
$20. And you didn't do it.
If there's a surplus, why am I going to pay
you're
extra?
You're on my side. Just admit it, DZ. This is like when I lived in Brookfield and they tried to come around and ask for money to do the gardening in the neighborhood, and I went, I don't care. I'm not paying for you to garden three blocks down, bro. I don't care. Subdivision doesn't matter to me.
If it's already getting paid for and taken care of, I'm less inclined to feel like I need
to. Thank
you. This guy wasn't paid for or taken care of. That's why I'd be inclined to give him something. He did their yard, only their yard. Not like he did all the neighbors in the alley or whatever. He did their property.
Okay.
That's
agree, though, with the person that texted and said about the snowplow being loud, because we hire somebody to do our alley, mm-hmm. and they're really loud. You can hear them coming through.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. I do agree.
You can also run out. I mean, if you want to run out there and be like, why
Who
are you here?
But why would you do that when you got small kids, right,
please.
Linda?
No
please.
Yeah, that's
please.
All right. Well, listen, Linda, we're with you, not the jerk.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Brittany and Anna are calling in Sheboygan, and it is Anna's 15th birthday.
¡Wepa! ¡Feliz cumpleaños! Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, jerk or not the jerk, Megan does not want to pay the guy who accidentally plowed their driveway. He got the wrong address.
What's y'all birthday answer?
Not the jerk.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
We're going not the jerk. However, we would probably still give him like $20 and be like, we understand it's a mistake, but...
Don't do it again.
Your time and your effort, but I don't think there's an obligation, so she's not the jerk.
Mm.
It's really creative way to get. It's a creative way to get new business.
True.
It's great. Great spec work. I mean,
spec work.
You
I love
have to
it.
Be willing to not get paid for it, though. If that's going to happen.
Listen.
Somebody texted in and said, "So I've done this before, and she's kind of a jerk, but not really. That's that own person's fault for plowing the wrong driveway. You can't text in two. You can't say I agree both sides. You got to pick a side.
So far, everybody has agreed
not
both sides.
Not the jerk.
even who is it? Oh, it's Brittany. It's Brittany and Anna. Even Brittany and Anna sitting there going, nah, well, we would have given him some money so to not feel like the jerk. But she's not the jerk for not giving him no money, though.
This is the moral dilemma. What kind of person are you?
Damn, we got two for two, not the jerk, though, man. Y'all are wild. All right.
Thanks for calling, Brittany and Anna. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bella texted in and said, DZ, you wanted to do your leaves, but not the snow? How's that going?
It's not going well. I'm doing the snow, not the leaves.
Not the leaves. No, thank you. Last but not least, Tony's calling in Racine, our mascot man. Lord Tony.
Lord help us.
He's always the questionable one.
Oh, it's not questionable.
Which did you bring a broom?
Man, I brought the broom and the dustpan, man.
Oh, wow. Sweep.
I knew it. Sweep.
Mm-hmm. Man, not the jerk.
Whoever texted
man, you got to think about it, though. They have the technology to know, and they got two eyes to look to see if it was the right address right. or not.
Even if the mailbox is under the snow like mine is today, that they plowed right into the ground, I still have numbers on my house. Well, Google there's other ways to find it. Yeah, and Google Maps gives it all to you.
Nah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I think she's a jerk is because of the way the guy approached them. He could have knocked on the door and said, hey, I accidentally did your driveway. If you guys are looking for further services, here's my business card. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed or you appreciate what's done or it looks good. And,
that's a good spin.
You know, reach out if you need any other further services. Other than that, that's a good spin.
Tony.
Let them offer the money.
That was the solution right there. The guy should have walked up and said, I'm sorry, I did the wrong driveway. I don't need anything, but it was an accident. But here's my card if you want to hire me for later.
Correct. He might have not.
Actually smart.
He didn't realize okay he did the wrong driveway until he was asking for payment and was told he did the wrong driveway.
Yeah.
He could have flipped it and made a business out of it. Mm-hmm. Nope, business moves were not made, Tony.
Mm-mm.
This is why Tony's a manager. He be thinking.
It honestly is why you're a manager. I mean, there's a lot of managers that don't know what they're doing, but you, Tony,
you know what you're doing, dog.
You are the one.
Oh, all right. You're funny.
Well, thanks for calling, Tony. It's not
no
the
problem,
jerk.
No problem, you guys.
Bye.
I also got invites for you guys.
Oh, for the wedding?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, all right.
So tomorrow, is it cool if I swing by tomorrow just to drop them off?
What is tomorrow? Wednesday? Okay, approved.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Our boss, but she's out of town.
We will see you tomorrow, Tony. You know what to bring.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Peace, man. Bye, later, fam.
All right.
Sweet. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk at all.